I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. A high school newspaper is caught in a free speech controversy. Marin County appoints its first inspector general. Candidates for Marin Board of Supervisors compare solutions for flooding. An obsolete women's prison could be reopened as an immigration detention center. And the legal battle between Elon Musk and Sam Altman continues. A national free speech group is urging a Marin County school district to halt an investigation into student journalists at Redwood High School. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression says the Tamalpais Union High School District may be violating the students' First Amendment protections. The dispute centers on an award-winning student newspaper, the Redwood Bark, which published a photo of San Francisco protesters holding a banner listing issues students opposed, including Zionism. Multiple complaints came into the district, calling the phrase offensive to supporters of Israel. District Superintendent Courtney Good said late last month that he had no choice but to ask a law firm to investigate how the photo was chosen. The organization also criticized Good for ordering the Bark to take down an Instagram post, which was later restored. It included references to Marin County found in the U.S. Justice Department's files concerning the late financier and sexual abuser Jeffrey Epstein. The group argues that questioning students about their editorial decisions could chill free speech. Last summer, Marin County selected and approved a 9-member Sheriff's Office Civilian Oversight Commission, the first such commission in its history. Last week, the county announced another first. An inspector general has been chosen to support the commission's work and oversee investigations. John Alden will handle community complaints and conduct independent reviews of sheriff's office policies and practices. Alden brings more than 25 years of legal and public service experience, including leadership roles in law enforcement oversight in Sonoma County, Oakland, and San Francisco. Alden will begin work later this month, and he'll be touring the county to participate in public meet-and-greet events. Flooding and climate change are major issues in Marin County, especially after the North Bay was caught off guard in January when king tides and storm surges closed parts of Highway 101 and inundated homes and neighborhoods. In the District 1 supervisor's race, incumbent Mary Sackett and challenger Mark Galperin differ on how to respond. Sackett supports a regional strategy because the problem spans across city limits. She wants cities and agencies to work together on flood protection projects and on applications for state and federal funding. Galperin supports lower-cost solutions. He favors creek dredging and community-funded levee repairs with matching government funds. The District 1 election is scheduled for June 2nd. A former federal women's prison in Dublin could become an immigration detention center under the Trump administration. Activists and former inmates spoke out last week after the release of a federal environmental impact report that found the facility has serious infrastructure and health problems, mold, asbestos, lead paint, and sewage leaks. Two immigrant rights groups, the California Collaborative for Immigrant Justice and the ICE Out of Dublin Coalition, are calling for the facility to be demolished. The prison closed in 2024 after reports of sexual abuse and poor oversight. The new report recommends the Federal Bureau of Investigations permanently deactivate the site, but that would clear the way for the agency to hand it over to the General Services Administration, who could then transfer it to the Department of Homeland Security, and they could decide to repurpose it as an immigration detention center. Before making that decision, the Federal Bureau of Prisons is accepting public comments through June 1st. Alameda County supervisors have already passed a resolution opposing the plan. Elon Musk's lawsuit against OpenAI continued last week with testimony from former employees and board members. Former OpenAI employee Rosie Campbell said the company shifted focus from AI safety research to commercial products. Former board member Natasha McCauley said the company's board had concerns about CEO Sam Altman, specifically his honesty and his resistance to oversight. The board briefly fired him in 2023. Musk is claiming that OpenAI abandoned its charitable mission to benefit company insiders and investors. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.